it wasn't good enough, obviously. As you say, a disappointing result. Probably a disappointing performance, but well done to draw the corner kick, free kick and a throw in. And the win a game, you know, without probably playing all that well, and it's a good sign, and that's why they're up there, and that's why we are where we are.
You got it off to the perfect start. A great goal from yourselves, McNamee's lovely little touch back, and Will Seymour sticks into the bottom corner. And then I suppose the big controversy of the game was the injury to Barry McNamee. He put the ball out of play, and Gary Deegan's restart maybe wasn't the kindest one for your keeper.
I'm not going to comment on that. I think you've commented on it completely. If a game had finished 2-1 or 1-1, you know, you could say, well, wasn't that shocking? But we lost 3-1. So what would that mean? We lost 2-1. So I won't comment on it. Keep going.
I suppose the thing we were talking about on commentary was that the way it was given away, the corner in the first place was bad, but I guess from your point of view, maybe we're disappointed with the defending from the corner.
Yeah, I mean, we still had a chance, even though they nearly scored from the uncontested throw-in. We had a chance to defend the corner, we didn't. I think Mark Doyle got three, and we didn't track him. And, you know, we can blame the unsportsmanship for the throw-in, but we can't blame anyone for the lack of marking, and that's, you know, that got them right back into the game, and they got a goal crucially just before half time from a throw-in. I think it was Darren Markey that he moved the ball from foot to foot, and he's good at that. And you know, from there on we were chasing it, and this free kick, I think it took a deflection, and it was a Dan O'Reilly that got it. Yeah. Turns it off him, man. He couldn't score them when he was with us, tell him, when you say that to him. But you know, when you're up there, the little nicks and that go your way. When you're down there, as we normally are, they don't. However, we weren't good enough to get anything out of the draw. That we're better, I think they'll probably be thrilled that they won without playing that well, because they were a hell of a lot better than that in Ballybuffet when they beat us 1-0. But well done to them. We've got to take our oil and you know, get ready for a huge dogfight that we're normally in, and it looks like we're in it again.
You started the season so well, and as you mentioned there, you've been through this like plenty of times in the past. And I mean, I suppose most people looking at the table will probably still think Waterford and Longford will possibly go down. Waterford maybe might turn it around a little
God,
bit, but you're well
well
used.
You know your football.
You're well used to this kind of battle every season.
It doesn't make it any easier whatsoever, and it's constant battles. You know, it's to be fair to the officials today, we can't blame them for our goals. You know, and that's the blessing in disguise. And we spoke to them afterwards, and I gave them credit where it was due. But you know, it's just not. We can't just point the finger at, you know, the throw-in that we should have got back, or we can't point the finger at a bad decision last week. We got to look at ourselves and look nearer home. And unless we, you know, can do the dirty part of the game, defending corner kicks, defending free kicks, defending throw-ins, which we used to be good at with probably, you know, a lesser side to a degree, but that's what we were good at. You know, we won a playoff against half of that trial side there tonight, and it wasn't that we had world beaters, it was that we did the dirty work, and we eventually won by a corner kick that young Tony took in Ballybuffet, and that's what we're not doing well. Yeah, we've better footballers, but you need the two, and at the moment we haven't met, you know, blended the two at the moment.